including, yes, the Pool Pirates, which we like. 0808 100 3800 is my phone number.
New to Sunday Mornings, Clued Up with Pat Sissons. We have four cryptic clues to solve in just 3 hours.
I think it's Miss Ellie's Cafe in Bitton Triangle.
We could be anywhere in Hampshire, Dorset or the Isle of Wight.
Are you my clue hunter?
Yes, I am.
Thank goodness.
For clue two on Clued Up this morning, Yao Brothers on Princess Street in Southampton.
We saw it and we thought, oh, there it is, but we can't turn down there.
Join me this Sunday morning and help me beat the clue guru.
Two ladies are waving, are you my clue keeper? Yay!
Clued Up with Pat Sissons. Back Sunday morning from 9, BBC Radio Solent.
Yep, so get involved and we'll give out the first clue for where the show will start on Friday morning show just after 9.
Julian Clegg.
Start your day with BBC Radio Solent.
Now, Fremantle Church of England Community Academy in Southampton is experimenting with a new piece of technology to assess their pupils' reading ability. Now, Lexplore tracks the eye movement whilst a child is reading, and it's claimed that the technique can identify children who have reading difficulties. And joining me on the show now to tell me a bit more about this is Adam Luxford, who's the ICT coordinator at the school, and Stephen Park, managing director of Lexplore. Good morning, guys. Good
to see you. Good morning.
And you're both looking fine and well this morning, I'm delighted to say.
Thank you.
First of all, Adam, why have you decided to do this at your school?
Well, that's a really good question. I can really remember the day that I came across this technology. I was sat at my desk and an email came through and said, use artificial intelligence to improve reading at your school. And I thought, wow.
Yeah, we'll have a bit of that.
This sounds fantastic. So we got Stephen and the guys from Lexplore down and we had never seen anything like this technology. So just to give you kind of a bit of a description of how it works. So you've got, as you mentioned, the eye tracking technology. So a pupil will sit in front of a screen and read some text out, and there's a little eye tracker at the bottom, and they can see where their eyes are looking at the text. Then it uses artificial intelligence to do some kind of maths. I'm not too sure all of the science behind
it. He's going to explain this in a minute.
Absolutely.
No pressure, right? Yeah. Carry on.
And it will give an assessment of that child's reading ability, and it will highlight any difficulties they have reading
just
the text.
Just from that,
that's within amazing. 5 minutes,
no.
I've got that information flooding in, which is
and without
fantastic.
This, how long, if teachers listening at the moment on the school run will be thinking, how long would that normally take to try and work out that and assess that?
Well, okay, so I can do 200 children in our school in 2 weeks.
Right.
That's 5 minutes per child. To do that without Lexplore, there would be no length of time. It would be an impossible task. It would take me the whole term. By the time I'd got to the end of the term, such a long distance would have passed that the results, you wouldn't be able to compare them because there'd been about a 6 weeks difference at least. So the children would have learned so much in that time. It just would not be possible without technology.
The knock-on from that is, having decided whether a youngster's got difficulty with reading, for example, what can you then do to improve the rest of the term to make them better?
Absolutely. So having that kind of information available to our fingertips straight away means we can put early interventions in. So we use the word interventions in school. That just means a bit of kind of maybe one-on-one time between the pupil and the teacher, or maybe small group work. The earlier you spot reading difficulties, the much more likely you are to be able to kind of overcome them in time, which is fantastic.
Right. Well, let's meet the man. I'm not sure if he's the man who invented it or just the boss of the company that did it. Let's find out, because Stephen Park is here. That's a quick no there. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
The first thing to ask is, who did invent it? Was it one of your team?
Lexplore is from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. They provide the Nobel Prize in Medicine. So this is based on over 25 years' worth of research. That research looked at the cognitive relationship between the way our eyes move and how the brain processes texts, and looking for specific difficulties when children read. So the upshot of that is, with AI and machine learning techniques today in the 21st century, we can have these techniques, as Adam has quite rightly pointed out, the maths behind it, once a child has the test, will produce a result.
And are you the only company that does it, or are there other companies that do it as well?
As far as I'm aware, we're the only one.
Right, I have to ask these things, because people may go, the other thing people might be saying is, if it's so good, should it be in every school?
I mean, I'm biased, but I would say definitely so. We found that it's kind of really revolutionised the way we're looking at reading. One of the biggest benefits, I'd say, of Lexplore is the time that it gives us back. Right. So teachers, the most important thing a teacher can do, and the thing that teachers are best at, is teaching. getting them in class with the children teaching. But there's so much admin that goes along with teaching. There's lots of kind of, you have to do the marking, writing up the assessments. That takes all teachers out of class for a long time. But with Lexplore, we get all this information in 5 minutes. Frees up so much time, the teacher can do what they're best at, teaching.
Stephen, how did you choose this school for this project? Or did you email every school in Britain and see what happens or what came back? What was the process?
More of the latter, if I'm really honest with you. And Adam is clearly an innovative guy, so they've responded. And the school have been a fantastic advocate of our system, so it's gone down really well there.
What do you say to the thought that if it's so good, should every child have it? And to which you might be rubbing your hands with glee is the managing director. But, you know, and some might say, should a private company be having something that could make such a lot of difference to millions of children? What do you think?
I guess if we're making a difference to millions of children, as you quite rightly point out, then really there's really no issue there. Yeah. As Adam's pointed out, we're identifying children who have difficulties at a very crucial stage in their development. A lot of children leave primary school, going to secondary school, who are unable to read or at the appropriate level. Therefore, if we're making a change for that, it can only be better.
And when they're using the kit, what are they reading? I mean, what are they looking at? Just explain how that works.
So during the process, they will read two passages of text. They will read one in their head, and they'll read one out loud. There are differences between the two, particularly around the reading speed, which is one of the components that we measure. So once they've read those two passages of text, we will then determine a result within just a few moments. It's completely objective because it's AI and machine learning based. The objective assessment that we give is different to normal subjective assessment.
And can it ever be wrong?
I've not come across a situation at the moment where it's been wrong. And actually, what we tend to find is it backs up teachers' professional judgment, which is really important.
Right. Well, look, I wish you well with this. And are you going to carry on doing this in the years to come, or is this a one-off?
Oh, no, absolutely. You know, that is there to stay. Right. We will test the children every term, and it's going to be integrated into our school. And going forward, I'm sure helping children to learn to read.
I'm going to go to the phones because Jackie's on the line with a question for you guys. Jackie, good morning.
Oh, hi, darling.
What's the question?
Oh, sorry.
You've left your radio on, actually. I'm sorry to be difficult, but I think let's just sort that out because otherwise we're going to have a problem hearing what you're saying. So Jackie's going to go. Why don't we just do that question at the end of the travel and the news, shall we?
BBC Radio Solent.
Travel.
So don't move, guys. Adam and Stephen will be fielding that question shortly. Judy Goodlett is here with the very latest Out on the Roads. Judy, how are we doing?
Well, Julia, no accidents or breakdowns to worry drivers with, although traffic's building up. In Eastleigh, it is slow again. Heading up past the airport to the station, wide lane, Southampton Road northbound. That queue got very long yesterday, also affected journeys from Fair Oak into Eastleigh, so I'll keep an eye on it. Wimborne Bypass, A31 between Camphor Bottom and Gravel Hill. That delays about 15 minutes westbound at the moment, and we'll have more in 15 minutes as well.
7:31, BBC Radio 7. Good morning from me, Julian Clank. Let's get our latest headlines now with Luke DaCosta.
Thank you, Julian. Theresa May is likely to meet the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn today to try and agree a joint plan to end the Brexit deadlock. Mr Corbyn has said he's happy to hold talks with the Prime Minister, but Conservative Brexiteers have reacted angrily to his involvement. A report